What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. The Boss Man Show here at Coach Rob Jeter, Southern Utah Thunderbirds, and has moved out to Sin City, Utah, out there near Vegas and out there in Southern Utah. Coach, good to see you, man. How life out there, man? Southern Utah so far, my brother.
It's doing good, man. Good to see you.
Yes, indeed. What that means, man, you had success at your previous stops, as we talked about in the past, but what about opportunity here with Thunderbirds and this opportunity, man, really stood out to you to say, hey, I want to come out here and take my talents out here, bring my staff with me, this program up out here, man?
Well, it's a challenge. It's something totally different. A place I never thought I would spend some time in. You know, I can see coming through to coach a game or two, but to live and to build a program, I never really ever thought about a Utah. But my time at UNLV, we came up here and we played, and I saw the atmosphere, the people, the community. It's just a really good place, very beautiful place. But obviously, the WAC is a big-time challenge, so I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt. And I feel like the WAC is truly now, Coach, a basketball conference. Like, from top to bottom, no easy nights. You say it's a level challenge, man. So, call that the league is. You look at it from the outside coming into it, about all the great coaches in that league and all the great teams, all the styles of play, man. You know, experiencing your guys. Different towns, too. Different things to see in that conference, man.
Yeah. I mean, you talking about going all the way down to Texas. Through California, up there to Washington. So, and of course, you have to stop in Utah. You're hitting a lot of different places. And as you mentioned, really outstanding coaches, some great basketball atmospheres as well. So every night you got to come ready or it's going to be a tough one for you.
No doubt, man. No doubt. The flyer miles and the bus miles going to be going to be a lot, man. You all are spread out, man. Like, it is spread.
Don't forget about the Marriott points. You got to get the Marriott points too now.
Marriott points. Marriott Bonvoy. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
The ops guy has to be on point, Coach, right?
On point. On point, for sure. Marriott that. And eating places. Got to be on point.
You got that right, Coach. And let me ask you about how the quality staff, man, have bring those guys we brought with you, man. About your staff, man, what they're going to bring to your program, what they've meant to you so far since you've been out there these past few months?
Well, it's a couple things, right? When you go to an area, you have to make sure you have people that are connected to that area. So I think I've done a solid job in doing that. The transfer portal right now and transfer market is big time. So having a junior college person or someone with an experience in that area, especially a junior college head coach, is important. I was able to do that. And then I think the most important part of your staff is having former players. people that know you, people that have been through the drills. There are times where, you know, I've been doing this for 20, 25 plus, almost 20, 29 years. And there are times where I get into drills and I'm already 2-3 steps ahead because I've done this drill thousands of times. And having a former player can kind of fill in some of those holes and some of those gaps. Plus, they know what you like and they can help those players through those tough times that they had when they were a player.
No doubt. And coach, this time of year, you're not going to know this is where you want to find out what you have. So how has it been getting meeting these new young men you brought in and the ones who you decided to keep and send a mesh together this time of year, working out with those guys with the 4 hours you have every week to work out?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's fun watching these guys struggle for the first week as they get adjusted to the altitude, because it's no joke. You come up here, it takes you a couple weeks. And I say that jokingly. I think for us, it's really important with a new staff, new players, that we have this opportunity in the summer. It is invaluable to us. So we're embracing it. We're using it. Again, it does take a little bit of adjustment period for our guys when they get here, but that's that we can use that to our advantage too when we have games during the season. So there's a plus and minus to that, but we're having fun. We're adjusting together and learning together. So that's always fun.
No, our coach, just going to, when we go to Denver with the Hawks and go to Utah, Salt Lake City, I know just from being there, I was a radio guy. Now I'm doing my radio thing. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm out of breath. What's going on?
Especially if you start on the floor and then take yourself up to the top concourse, up the steps, you definitely will notice.
I'm with the radio dude having some issues. I know they're having issues. So I can attest to that, coach. Altitude, you have to adjust to it, and we're only there for a day or two. You're okay.
Yeah, once you get into it, like I said, it takes a good couple of weeks for some. If you're in elite level shape, okay, you will notice a little difference, but you can adjust fairly quickly. But, you know, I'm not in elite level shape. I'm going to assume you're kind of like me. We kind of stay in decent shape, but not elite level shape.
I'm not playing every day no more, coach. I'm doing it whenever I feel like it, man.
Right. From top of the key to top of the key, right?
Yes. Hey, give me a corner three or a little wing. Right. Three. I'm cool. I'm going to wave at you. Fake clothes out, run down the court.
Hey, listen, if I run deep corner, I'm guaranteed I'm getting to the top of the key on the other end. I'm not going to another deep corner. I'm not doing that.
Yes, indeed, man. You know how it is, man. And coach, how's it been cool, man, meeting these new guys, man? Learning who you are and your family are as a person and what you've been about, man. So I think that's always fun for me, coach, when I get my new interns in, get to learn their stories. I've been needing to learn these guys' stories, learn more about them.
Well, and you're not growing, right? If you're not learning, if you're not trying to get better, if you don't surround yourself with people that are different at times and not with the same, it's good to have different opinions, different perspectives. And so, it's been really good. And coming to this part of the country, again, big adjustment, right? But it's still people, still about people and developing relationships and being real. And just, you know, not a guy that's going to come in and just try to, you can't please everybody, but you still have to kind of be your own, be yourself. So it's a fun challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt. And coach, I had on Coach Fitzgerald, the football coach. He talked about how every time he talks to you, he learns something. So what have your chats been like, man, and how it's been getting to meet Delane, man? I love his energy, man. He's a fun guy to talk to.
Well, that's the football way, right? These guys are so built up with energy, and they feel like they're ready to run through the wall for you. He's been really good influence. Obviously, he knows the lay of the land. He knows people in town. He knows all about the place. So that's a really good resource. But again, as a coach, just to have that perspective and someone you can talk to. We all know what we go through. And it's always good at times just to sit together and just kind of have a little fun and talk and share stories.
And, Coach, I heard about your son, man, as a heck of a football player, man.
Yeah.
Talk about your
spread,
son,
spread
man.
The word, man. Spread the word. I got to get him paid. I got to get him some NIL money and get him paid.
Yeah, well, tell us about your son, man. I heard he's a wide receiver, DB, fast dude. Talk about your son, man. Because I was like, wow. I said, coach, your son pretty darn good.
Well, you know, he's following in my dad's footsteps, and all of my dad's family, they all play football. They're football side. My brother and I were the first two to kind of broke away and play basketball. So my son plays both. Jonathan, JT, plays both. He's really excelling in football. He's fast. He can catch the football. He's not afraid to take a hit. That has a lot to do with my dad. My dad was a very physical player. But it's really good to see anyone, especially your son, when they find something that they're passionate about and they love it and they excel at it, it's always fun to watch them grow and develop. So it's going to be interesting to see how he develops here in Utah. But he's so far so good. He's had a pretty good summer.
I hear that, Coach. And, you know, I think it's cool, man, that you're seeing your kids develop. Because I know mine are like 8 and 4. And I've seen them kind of decide what they want to do. And the four-year-old likes radio, which I said, son, you have – no, daddy does this because dad's career had to be this way. You have potential still, son.
Right. We always want to do better than us, right?
Yes, but it's cool seeing your kids, man, kind of take a direction. The 8-year-old loves football, basketball. So seeing them take shape, Coach, is like you said, man, it's basically seeing your kids actually see their vision for what they want to do with their lives, man.
And, you know, I think the other side of that, too, for me as a coach, it helps me stay grounded or stay in a position where, you know, I have 15 to 17 young men in under my control, and I'm trying to help and shape and mold them. And they all want to play, right? And then you deal with their parents. So now I'm a parent of a player, and it's out of my control. And so now when you deal with the coaches and how you interact with my son and how I help him through those tough times and keep him grounded on those high times as well. And it's just, it helps me to realize that there's times when, man, throw him the football, give him the football, you know, give him some more touches. And I can kind of relate to how the parents feel when their son is like, you know, give him the basketball, give him more touches. So it is good, but it is always fun to watch someone that you're really close to, your family, especially your sons and daughters, to play and excel. That's always good times.
Now, Coach, and I know you've been from Pittsburgh. You were lucky with the Steelers, man. I have the Falcons, man. I just have headaches with Falcons. Talk about a Pittsburgh Steelers game day. I know you was growing up at Three River Stadium, but how was having the spirit up there growing up? Send us for Pittsburgh still on Sunday when that was very, very good in 70s, 80s, 90s with that defense on that turf, man. How was it, man?
Well, this is what I'll tell you. Like, I didn't go to many Pittsburgh Steelers games, right? But I went to a lot of Pittsburgh Pirate games. Gotcha. And that time, you know, we are family and all those guys, Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, you know, Kent Tacoby, you know, Tim Foote, all them dudes, Bill Maddox, I mean, they were really good. So, but I can tell you how it is to go to Packer games now. Growing up in Chicago, and then now talking about the Green Bay Packers, when you see my helmet back there, I know that's tough on some of my boys back home. But you know, it's what you when you're around elite level teams and teams that win, there's a vibe, right? There's an energy, and I'll tell you, it is intoxicating, really, to be around that and to see these guys really how they prepare themselves before and after the game. I mean, everyone sees them on the field and on the court during the game, but they miss on all the work and preparation that goes in before. And some of these dudes, they'll come right out after a game and put more work in. That is, I think, pretty impressive.
No doubt. I remember going to Green Bay, it was 17-18 for the Falcons game. It was 9 degrees in December, 9 degrees. I was doing sideline work, Coach. You know, I was an icing.
listen, 9 degrees, that was a heat wave.
I gave it Lambeau Field in December, Coach. Oh, you know what they were doing, man. Give them a dome team. Lambeau Field in December.
They had never put a dome on there. Now they'll heat the field to make sure it stays. Well,
not nice. Talking about giving us a Falcons a dome team a game. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's perfect, man. Bringing you guys on up, man.
I said, man, they come on. It was 9 degrees. We all out here bundled up like we look like we live in Atlanta. We're a dome team. We're putting our butts on. Aaron Rodgers carved us up that day.
Oh yeah, no doubt. We should have brought you up there in January. That would have been even better.
Man, yeah, so I was like, man, yeah. The Falcons gig, man, was a good gig, Coach, but I hated those cold weather games. It just,
yeah.
I was like, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
but so tell me about you. Are you excited for Jordan Love, Coach? You excited for him?
I am. It was time. You know, things kind of run their course. You can see how Rodgers now is going to training camps and doing those things with the Jets. That's good to see him doing those. He's energized again. And now it's good to see your brother get a chance to play. And I'm excited. I'm more excited to see this season because of that. Where last few years it was like, okay, you know, let's just win games, right? And you can see all the drama that went into that. But this year, I don't know if the expectations are super high, but at least for me, I get a chance to see Love out on the field and see what he can really do.
And I think for Matt LaFleur, he actually coaches team now.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he'll have a chance to do that.
I feel like, because you know, remember, I remember Matt when he was here. So as a quarterback coach with Matt Ryan. So I love Matt LaFleur personally. So I'm like, I'm glad to see him actually get a chance to actually coach his team and play his own step without having that cloud over him always of the delicate genius over him always.
Well, yeah. Hopefully we're not saying be careful what we wish for, right?
Yeah. Yes.
but you know, I think he did a masterful job of coming in with Rodgers, right? And we all know that Rodgers was able to call his own plays and break off plays and do different things. And good or bad, those two guys were very calculated on what they said and how they presented the other. And I, you know, that they showed a professional side that I thought was good. But now he gets a chance, like you said, to run his show without that and show the development of a young quarterback. He's going to get his shot. So hopefully he does well.
Now I'm hoping for J Love too. Been seeing a brother do well, man. Cause I love seeing brother quarterbacks do well. So I look forward to seeing what he has to do, Coach. I do feel like you all be better than us this year. So I'll put it out there. I think the Packers will be better than the Falcons this year. So I would say a friendly wager, but I'm like, I'll lose. I know we're not going to beat no better than you all. So, so I look forward to it, man. Training camp come starts, and then 12 days for the Falcons. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Wow. 12 days, man. That's fast. That's right around the corner.
Yeah. Training camp for the Falcons in 12 days, and the Hawks start the 25th of September. So I told my sons, enjoy the time while I'm around right now. Daddy got to work again.
Yeah. Hey, it's hot down there right now, too. I know down in Atlanta, it's got to be hot.
95 degrees, Coach.
Have fun. I like to be inside. 70 degrees on the basketball court all the time.
Yeah. 95 degrees here, man. And then also, we open up our roof now. It's a stadium.
Nice.
So it makes it so we're choking you out inside that indoor stadium. We'll choke you out with the heat now that the humidity, because the humidity is crazy. But the problem here, Coach, is that it's humid and hot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot out there. It's humid and hot here. So
You know, out here it's going to be 100 degrees here in Cedar City, Utah on Saturday. But that's probably, in my opinion, it feels more like 85 because it doesn't have the humidity, right? So no, it's a big difference, man. When you step outside and start sweating instantly compared to just stepping outside and it's just hot. No, it's a big difference. You're right.
And you got to get your car filled with the green sap.
Yeah.
So the car wash loves me. I'm there every once a week getting the car wash. I can't have this green coat on my car of sap.
Don't worry about that.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, I'm good. Glad to get on the show again, Coach. I'm happy for you, man. And I'll be cheering for you as always, Coach Jeter. I love our chats and I love your energy, man. Much love to you. I hope to talk to you down the road, man.
Well, definitely. We can definitely do that, man. I really appreciate talking to you. Good time.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man.
Same to you.
All right.
Peace.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.